One of the first things I would do, if it were my decision, is I would make the community self-policing. Certainly, this would free up my staff to do purely tech support issues and not be cyber cops. And I have a couple of ideas on that. Firstly, I think that right now we have the ability to right-click on somebody and select ignore if they're being abusive, if they're talking trash to the ladies, you know, what have you. You have the ability to right-click on their head and hit ignore, but that's not enough. They can still get between you and the person you're talking to, and even while that doesn't physically obstruct the sound, it's still invading your personal space, isn't it? And they can still bonk the hell out of you, and they can still be quite a nuisance. In my mind, when you select ignore, they should disappear. They're no longer of solid substance. You no longer see them. They can't bonk you. In addition to not being able to hear them, and this would promote good behavior all by itself. You know, that people know if they come in and start talking trash and stuff like that, people are going to put them on ignore. They can still observe what the good people are like. They can still observe how very much not like Yahoo fight rooms this is. They can see where you don't have to be named Satan 666, you know, because you're afraid, you know, if you don't, you might be perceived as weak and preyed upon. They can see how very normal and copacetic it is here and adjust all by themselves. So, you know, it would be self-policing in as much as... you know, we wouldn't have to have cyber cops. We wouldn't have to ban UINs. We wouldn't have to ban IP. From my perspective, that would do a lot for it. Another thing is when...
Can I stop you there for a second?
Yeah, sure.
I just thought it would be a good conversation to how to implement that. In the early days of OnLive, we were talking about if several people ignored someone, there's regular ignore, but if more than one person started ignoring, they would go away. And you would see how many ignores you have on your list. In other words, if you came into a room and there's a really loud guitar playing, you could rapidly notice that everyone has kind of ignored him, so because it would be on your list. So you could just add that too. And then we thought, if there's a number of people ignoring, we never came up with a number, that in fact they would in fact kind of disappear. But it would be a community effort because you would actually see a list of how many people are ignoring. And it's a type of voting. We were worried there would be this issue where people would run into spaces, ignore someone, so this weird group ignore and then run away again. But how would you think you implement something like that?
I wouldn't. I listened to Dave O suggest that one time, and I think that assholes congregate. And so I think
it's like a share.
They would take over a room. You know, the bad people would come in. They one by one, they would all, let's say, five or six of them, they would all put one person on ignore, and that person would disappear. And they would take over a room like that. And so I didn't think that was a very good idea of how we might pull that off, because it would give the bad guys the ability to completely take over, you know, wherever they go, because they have the numbers to do it.
So how would you implement it? I lost sound for a while, so you might have said it, but I might have missed it.
Okay, I made it, in my mind, I would make it so that the, you know, if I put somebody on ignore, I don't just not hear them, I also don't see them, and they're no longer solid, so they can't bonk me, right? But since that system would work, I would no longer have to boot them, I would no longer have to ban them, And that, they could, you know, even though they were on ignore, I couldn't see them or hear them, they would still be able to hear how normal it is here, how nice it is here, how unlike Yahoo fight rooms it is here, and they would adjust their behavior accordingly. The next day when they come in, they would act very much, you know, kinder to their fellows, and they wouldn't be put on ignore, and they would be accepted in the community just by not being ignored. And so that would promote,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
decent
so
lives
sure
about
they can see what they're missing.
Right.
As a, you know, a way of trying to regulate their behavior.
Precisely.
Yeah,
they would see what they're missing.
I still would like the idea that other people could see who's being ignored. So I'd love to put what you're saying and at least the idea that on the list you can see who's ignored in a room, because it does, well, I agree, you don't want to give teams of people too much power because they congregate. It is nice to understand when you come in a room and if there's something annoying going on, how quickly to deal with it, because it's, again, it's a bit of a community thing.
I agree that it would be good to see people's votes. You know, how many people, you know, how many strikes they have against them, that is to say, how many people have ignored them. But I wouldn't use that as, you know, a measure for whether they should be booted out of the room or not, because I think that could be abused.
Okay, well, that's a really good one. So that's one point. I know I have you have others. One of the problems, though, do you believe the server is just weak in that it might be easy to, you know, it's not as bulletproof as it should be in this day and age?
I completely agree. We're firewalled to the max. It would be very easy to shoot down a server, and so that's why we take the extraordinary precautions that we do when we protect ourselves. Certainly, it would be better if we didn't have to do that. You know, the OnLive server system has a way of pinging servers to see if they're live or if they're Memorex, right? And if they're not, it will cut off the sound to them to preserve the bandwidth. You know how that works. Well, if we have the firewall going, it either blocks that ping going out or it blocks that ping coming back. You know, the answer, you know, hey, I'm alive. You know, I'm not a mirage here. And so the system would work better if we didn't have the firewalls on the server.
Okay, so what other features?
Well, I'd like to address text. One of the things that was bad about when the people had the tech support license when they weren't supposed to is they would spam the room. And in fact, JM was one of the worst. JM would come in and he'd spam the hell out of everybody. He had the broadcast feature, and he wouldn't talk. I don't know why he would come in here and he wouldn't talk, but he'd spam everybody. And the bad part about that is it pops right up in your face. It obstructs my view of you and Bruce and Dom, and I just can't see anybody. So I always thought that it's not a bad thing, you know, if we had a room-wide way of texting people, but it should be docked to the bottom or the side or you know, somewhere out of the way where it doesn't obstruct your view. And then I can choose to ignore it or pay attention or whatever, and it wouldn't be the hindrance that it is. The other thing, I agreed with you in as much as, you know, you wanted this place to be voice-only, but I also think there's a very real place for text. It's very helpful for helping people who can't hear to resolve their audio issues. It's very neat if I could be able to pass a URL to you. But now, a lot of websites are object-oriented and stuff like that, and they have really long URLs that I can't even fit in there. And so when we're, interacting on so many different levels, I'm sending you pictures and you know, messages, and I'm talking to you at the same time and stuff like that, it is very nice if I would be able to send you more information in text. And so I agree with your philosophy that it forced people to use text. Yeah, pardon me, force people to use voice instead of text, but that was back in the day when everybody was used to text, and that's not always true now. Certainly, we tend more to use voice, especially since we can understand so much better, and most people being on broadband. There's still, we can interact on so many levels here that we can in real life. I can send you text and pictures and URLs and all kinds of different stuff, and it would be nice if we had more room to at least pass URLs or something like that, before. Maybe if we had made an exception for URLs or something.
No, I agree with that, and I agree that it should be docked. You know, and in fact, I think it was supposed to be docked, and I just didn't figure out how to do it in time. I guess my big issue is this text chatters come in and they never get a mic. So, you know, one thing I'd like to think from a design perspective is how to give people full chat and full everything, you know, and think about how to even do that in really interesting ways, where HTML can get in there and different things. But what do you do about people who then don't ever get a mic? You know, how do we deal with that?
Well,
you don't have to answer that, but that would be at least one issue.
The way we deal with it, I know.
Possible closed caption kind of system. Honestly, don't know how realistic that would be, but if there was some kind of program or application that would translate what you said with a slight delay and the scroll across the screen kind of closed captioning, that might be completely sabbatical and possible, but it would work, I think. It was possible.
I remember we were dealing with some huge company, I forget what it was, it might have been Disney, who wanted us to write, they would only get involved in it if we could write a tool to monitor what everyone is saying voice-wise, and if somebody cursed that we could somehow get rid of it. We just said, I don't think so. And unfortunately, we're still not at the level where we could, and I agree with you for different reasons, I think, than what Oz is talking about, that being able to archive a session is really important. It's really important for some of these education things I'm doing. And, yeah, unfortunately, the technology isn't fully there yet where it could do speech recognition to this low-quality bandwidth, get any reasonable results.
To add upon what Oz was saying, I know personally I come on here and I like to be able to talk, I'm sure, but there are certain times in the day that I cannot talk because I do share this the room that my laptop is in with some other people, and when they're sleeping I have to talk with the chat, and I don't like to really chat a whole lot with the text system because it does get in people's ways, and I have to take like two or three times to get everything out that I need said. And I know that I'm not the only one with that problem, so I do second that motion with Oz on the having like a docked text at the bottom or whatever. If they don't get the voice, the issue about them not getting a microphone, oh well, I guess, you know, that, I mean, that's life. Some people are just, not everybody, a mic is not for everyone, you know, it's, maybe chat is better for some people. I know that this program is built on voice, but for some people, it builds a better community we might get a good quality person that chats text, but not uses their mic. I don't know if you understand where I'm going with this, but yeah, I second his motion.
Thank you. I agree with the motion.
If somebody comes in without a mic and they tend to text chat everybody, now I might text them back a couple of times, but I'm not going to do it all night. And so I tell them, look, you have the ability to hear. How about I talk and you type and we're all good like that? I don't want to force you to talk if you don't want to, but I refuse to sit here and type all night. And we just deal with it like that. It's very casual, and when they feel comfortable, they'll open up.
So let's talk about some other feature ideas.
I got sound.
I know this is out of the scope of...
Good, Dominic and Mexico.
Yeah, I know this is a very ambitious desire, but you know, we sit in here in groups, we sit in here and hang out and stuff. And this would require, you know, a lot of programming, I'm sure, to do something like that, and a lot of bandwidth. But it would be really neat to be able to do more collaborative things. Like we're all sitting around here talking right now, but if we had a television set up on the wall where we're all simultaneously seeing the same thing, you know, a presentation or Saturday Night at the Movies.
or something that simple, then now we're all really seeing the same thing at the same time. It brings us all closer together.
Yeah, sort of embedded things like you showed us in Muse, Steve, Blue.
Yeah, it's true. Now, one of the problems, though, that could be solved, I'm not really sure, and it's called quality of service, basically, which is one of the problems is at least in the old days when this was built, there wasn't a great sense of I have all these bits to get down. What bits are more important than others? So one of the things you would do, and you know they have this even on synthesizers, which if you go past the polyphony, which is, you know, you get 10 notes, there's an 11th note, it figures out what are the 10 most important notes. But it's similar with quality of service, which is if you're doing that and you're going over to talk to somebody and you can't talk because the bits that are coming in from the TV are affecting the speech, it's not even worth having the speech. So to do that correctly, you need some kind of quality of service throttle, which means I have several different channels that I want to see locally, but some have priority. So if you're speaking have priority, or the more obvious one is speaking always has priority, but I can jam some bits in between for the TV picture too. This kept us from doing it the first round. My understanding that more of that is in now. One thing that Dave Collins has talked about is moving to DirectX, so Microsoft.net, because most of the things that we have to write by hand that are in here, you can kind of get quote for free and better if we use DirectX. And I'm not positive, but I think this thing called QoS, quality of service, with one of them, because without a quality of service, it would be hard to do all those things. Because I think the idea of speeches is quite tricky. People either talk or they don't talk. If you're talking at a train station, and every time a train came by, you have to wait to finish your sentence, which is exactly what happens in a train station, it really will break down conversation rather rapidly. So you'd have to figure out a quality of service issue. But that's figured out, then I think it's quite possible to do. So the other thing you'd need to do is obviously get to an accelerated system. But again, bring up what Dave Collins wants to do, to get over to DirectX, because then you'd have Direct3D, and it's using the graph circuit, and it's very easy to do some of these other things. Now, you also talked about collaborative. I don't consider those things collaborative. That's more audience. Collaborative is making something together. So then I'd actually like you to some idea of how you could do something. For instance, the only way to open a door to meet people on the stage, and then the door opens, and somebody could, as a designer, you could design something like that. Or, in fact, there's an intense sculpture in the middle of the room, and, in fact, as a collaborative thing, people make it, whether it's a sound sculpture or a collage of the events, the belt, or a card for someone, and they can do that, and then it would have some level of permanence. So what are people going to do?
One thing, if I can jump in this morning's talk. Can everybody hear me, by the way?
Yes.
In this morning's talk, I mentioned the dream I've had for Traveler of allowing people to in-world building. And, you know, we go to the Burning Man Festival in the desert every year, and, you know, heck, you're in there, and 35,000 other people are there, and they're assembling their structures. And this incredibly social thing, they're assembling their theme camps and their installations and stuff, and you're in there and you can affect and move stuff around, and once it's built you can go in and experience it and you can change it. And in active worlds, and this interesting was, we'd always run, I mean I'd be running Traveler and Active Worlds at the same time on a modem connection, and Active Worlds would be streaming through its little local cell of objects that it assembles your local view. And the bandwidth is very, very low for that kind of thing. And it's because I'm running both the clients on the same computer on the same modem dial-up connection. So definitely today it's quite possible. And you have to build a whole database layer underneath to allow that to happen. But visually in the world, what that allows people to do is ordinary unskilled people can make spaces. They could make this space, for instance. They could right-click on the banner that says Digital Space Commons, get the property sheet, and say, I'll make a copy of that banner, and now I'll shift that banner over, make a duplicate of that banner, and I'm going to change the image to my picture, and it's in the little prop sheet, and I'll change it, and I'll rotate the banner, I'll shift it up and down, and connect it to something else, and you can build like Lego with the parts, and Active Worlds was always very good at this, and Second Life just sort of picked up on that and is doing that. And building is so social that you can instantly mock up a space and have an event and stick stuff up, and it's amazing what people have been able to build in this Lego-like way. And when we saw Active Worlds in 1995, I always assumed that everybody would do online social or gaming environments this way, and my God, it took, you know, nobody did it this way. I mean, it was one of the frustrations with Adobe Atmosphere is you had to go to an external 3D modeling platform to build content, upload it in the background, and have people come in. And it's not very social. And just sort of finishing off with the Burning Man analogy, building and constructing things in the real world is a really social thing. It's a group thing. And I just love to see the best qualities of that kind of experience here in travel.
I wanted to mention again if the overriding design theme of travel, like the four voice, is community, and to have communities to have something in common, work is nothing. You know, I'm from New York City, and I forgot what happened. There was some event put everybody out. Then we had to do it to know each other, you know. So work is the most common, and building is a good one. So agree with you. I as someone who's not been the big of Active Worlds, and some of this is just pure jealousy, you know, it's like, oh, I don't tell her, so Active Worlds will be there. The problem there was, it was so fun to build worlds, that they would build them, build spaces, they would build them with these lofty goals, you know, the architects, so we're going to be every year. And then after they built the world, they never show again. You have this huge city of empty worlds. So I don't think this is a major problem. I just want to say, if we're doing the second round of this, how could we try to get in that thing you're saying is so great, which is social building off law, not having to leave and come back in, that they did in Active Worlds, but somehow do it with slightly more social purpose. Right. Can you react to that?
Yeah, in fact, I can give you a perfect example. It's the space we're in right now. The space we're in right now is really simple. I know it was hard to make, as most traveler spaces are, but it is. You feel like you're wrapped in this lovely cloak of imagery, and you know you've got Steve DeVall's got his stuff, a beautiful graphic behind him, and it's meant for this social event. And in Active Worlds, what we did was, in the Avatars 98, 99, 2000 events, we actually made bots that you could talk to, fill in a form, and they would make a space like this and for speaking, for an event, just a short-term space. And believe it or not, the bots would also record the chat. They would record audio if there was some. They would even do video, and then when the space was done, the event was done, it would actually wrap it up and link it in. So if you walked into that space later, you could actually reconstruct what happened there for that particular thing. And we found that over time, certain spaces got tons of graffiti on them. I mean, you'd go in there, it's like being in a club, and people had left their posters there from, you know, the concert of whatever, and event of whatever, because they have the common permission to click on the billboard and stick up a new image or whatever. And if they left the old billboards around, you got the sense of a real community emerging. So not to build pyramids and sphinxes and cityscapes and rivers, but really socially oriented buildings. And this Travatar 2004 is the perfect example of that in action.
I should bring up the fact that Brillo is developing a system where...
Great, so with your other... is unfortunately it's quite travel doesn't have any of that, so keep in mind we dealt a lot of this that computers don't know about. So when Dominic says one night if you could watch TV, everything computer is event based. So if you did the way computers are that easy, when you enter the room, the TV show would start, which means everybody would be watching the TV show at a different level. And to make it where that wasn't so, worked. And we spent hours at Muse talking about some of the issues. So let me just riff off
next.
The way it was at Active Wars and what Bruce was talking about, Muse, which I think of it as a pigment. So let's say Bruce and I decide that we're not really a bot, but a little bit of bot code that somebody wrote that is actually a chess-playing game. So me and Bruce are going to play chess. So me and Bruce, in fact, will give a chess. So we're not going to waste on a regular server. There might be some other server with these little things. So Bruce and I are now playing chess. Because all you people are doing other things, you do not want our with to affect your stuff. So we're on a whole server. But you do want to know that we are playing chess. So, in fact, in the chess program, we can decide how often we update the main server with our chess game. And we could do it in many ways. If we didn't want to be very annoying, we could simply have one picture of what text looks like, and every time someone makes a move, it sends it over. We could decide, it's just a picture of a chess game, so you know it's chess, but you actually click on it, and when you click on it, it'll download the current move. Or it could be a lot more than that. So, I just wanted to say that this program that we're doing this level of playing chess, watching TV, well, it's quite interesting, is a bit of work and a possible way to go, but it does have a lot of issues about what is real and what isn't real and what other people should be able to see and what people should see, because it doesn't, computers want to know about events. They don't want to know about things that happen all the time. Okay, I wanted to, can you hear me, Dave?
Yep.
Yeah, go ahead, Oz. Okay, I wanted to point out that Brillo, by the way, he's the guy who made this space and the Travatars 2004 space in Ozgate as well. He's developing a system whereby he could put a lot of pre-configured parts on a server and that people could use a common code base where they could call up those parts and use them, you know, pretty much arrange them where he wants to make it a lot easier for, you know, the common guy to be able to build spaces, and he's working on a system to make that happen. Down the road, you know, instead of copying and pasting, you know, these different nodes that would use those elements that already exist on a server, we might be able to use some scripting to, you know, make things easier. You know, they say, we want this, we want it there. They basically fill in the blanks on a page, and it would spit out the finished page product. And we could even implement that in our current CRC system when, you know, if they give it a certain name, you know, we could throw it a wild card in the CRC that as long as it begins with this kind of address, that it would be allowed on the server. So I just wanted you to know that there was some forward thinking, you know, going on in that department to try and make it a little easier to use what we have, and that Brillo is kind of pioneering that right now.
I think it might be interesting, you know, when we were doing more work with Adobe Atmosphere, we created this world-building system, which you can see at atmospherence.com, but people would just get overhead plans of rooms, of kind of nicely designed cozy rooms, and then they would, on a web, and they would click on a wall segment, and they'd say, I want an opening here or want to put a picture there, and it's going to be in this frame, and type in the URL for the image, and all that stuff, and it would just, and I want this background music, and I want, you know, this is the place people would land, and et cetera, and it would just create, the MySQL would create the space and give you a page with a link on it that you could have passwords or not, and you could just put that into your own page, but then that would be available, and so that World Builder was used by quite a few people who wanted to display their pictures or create an event space or whatever, and that's what we had done in Active Worlds earlier, and I think that if Brillo is that far along, probably some kind of a service that created spaces and had permission to upload them and whatnot might get used more than you think.
Yeah, there's nothing keeping Traveler from using a system like that. In fact, I'm almost surprised that we're not seeing more of that. You know, when OnLive at least started falling apart, you know, and not doing as many innovative stuff, we at least were pushing things like, again, when you talk about the ABC space, the second proximity stuff is pretty amazing. So you could go up to an area and launch audio. So the best things that were said here tonight could end up, you know, someone could go around the room and hear them. So there are things like that. You could click on things and bring up URLs. So you could imagine that, again, I'm also surprised that people aren't using the sound as interestingly as possible and that people don't have as many links as possible. Because I think if you combine the things that exist already, what Bruce and Oz is talking about, which is a system that can, you type in, you know, you say, hey, use this picture and this audio file and such, and makes, because it's all happy, you know, makes a space and puts in the right spot, that you could get a lot more mileage in the direction that Bruce is talking about with Active Worlds, where we don't have full database system and we, you know, don't have conditionals and things like that, where they're true bots, but we could get some of the way there.
You cut out there, Steve.
Oh, sorry. Not sure when I cut. No, I was just saying we can get some of the way there by using a system that creates ASCII Traveler spaces. And within Traveler, if we use links and sound more, where you could actually move into something and a sound would go off, or you can move something and it could figure a picture to show up. I think that would get us closer to what Bruce is talking about. So you know, it's 6:42. So I at least want to officially conclude my talk, and mainly because I'm starving and I have to go eat. But I'm going to be back. But I at least want to say my talk is over. And everyone should continue talking, and I'll be back probably in 5 to 10 minutes. So I don't want to feel like that I'm driving. It's no longer that I'm driving. It's a community-driven conversation now. I just wanted to thank you for the opportunity to talk and keep talking these new features right now, regardless. And, again, I will return in a few minutes. Thanks.
Thanks, Steve. It was really, really interesting.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.